WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
So fake, and everybody's empty. Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you understand.
Is the heart.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. Altoona to Lake Chetak. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Take your feel.
1057 CFW and Civic Media are proud to sponsor the inaugural Barbecue Fest, Saturday, September 6th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecue, live music, and a barn dance. Participate in the cornhole tournament and say hi to our very own Mike McKay as he helps judge the cooking competition. It'll be a great time. Get details online at NWSFA.com. CFW. With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot. So high.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Down. the doors to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. My missionary. When I ruled the
and more. 105.7.
But it was just
your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for schools and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current law states that parents can waive the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons by submitting a written statement. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for health care services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care. The Menominee City Council has approved a new nonprofit grant program. Under the new program, $50,000 has been set aside for area nonprofits in the 2026 calendar year. Officials say the application-based system will make it easier for the city to budget the aid distributed to those organizations each year. Nonprofits seeking funding through the grant program will be able to submit applications from January 1st to February 28th. The City Council will review the applications by the end of March and distribute the grant funding by June 1st. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Welcome to the team. 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.